True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in, folks. We are in the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk this Wednesday, September 3rd. We got college football, NFL football this weekend, and also prep football. High school football fans, ready for week one of Friday Night Lights? We are thrilled to announce a new presenting sponsor of the most comprehensive high school football show in America, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. You can join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden this Friday and every Friday night at 7 p.m. for prep reporters stationed at key games in the metro area and across epic battles in Southeast Louisiana, bringing live updates of games and one-on-ones with winning coaches. You never know who might drop by and chat with Ian and Coach Lou. Get ready for another exciting year of high school football. The Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup every Friday night, 7 to 10:30, only on WWL and the free Odyssey app. We'll also bring you more about specific battles later this week, so stay tuned for more of that action with Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden. We're getting ready for that Sunday season opener for the Black and Gold. Got done with the preseason, enjoyed a little bit of a bye week before the real deal kicks off. Saints head coach Kellen Moore spoke with the media today as his team prepares for the Arizona Cardinals. Let's hear what Coach had to say.
Obviously, the biggest thing Sunday is to win, but big picture, what would two or three things are you looking to see out of this group for the first time?
That's a really good question. Obviously, ultimately, we know what the goal is, and that's the most important aspect of it. I think our play style is really important, that we play the way we've emphasized all offseason. The fundamentals show up in week one, so I think that's one of the biggest things is just the fundamentals, the details, you know, the tackling out in space, you know, in a full live game, the blocking, the communication, you know, so many of those things come up, and so, you know, you're going to have to handle that, and it's a week one game. One thing we talked about is there's an element of unknown in week ones, we get a whole offseason, they get a whole offseason. Will they run something that we haven't seen? Yes. Will we run something they haven't seen? Yes. And so that's part of what week one looks like.
What went into adding Jake back to the roster?
Just roster flexibility. Kind of gives us a potential emergency QB for this week with the third spot, the way the rules are structured. And so we'll see how this week progresses. And, that third QB spot's always a little bit of a tricky one from my experience, just the way the 53-man roster works. And sometimes it's available, sometimes it's not.
On the football field, how would you describe Spencer Rattler? But not his play on the field at all, but just as a person. What has he been like for you to deal with and get to know? How would you describe him?
Yeah, no, he's just been great. He's really steady. I think he's got some calm, smooth confidence to him that's really fun, and you feel it. There's a vibe to him each and every day as he walks around and handles himself throughout the day. And so he's just done an awesome job of acclimating himself to all these guys on this team, putting himself in a really good position to lead us.
How much do you think the fact that he doesn't have to look over his shoulder after every play and whatnot, I mean, how much do you think that could be beneficial for his development?
Yeah, with quarterbacks, I think that's a really important aspect of this thing. We're excited to see him go out there and play and lead us, and he's going to play really, really well. And so, we have all the confidence in the world with him, and that's about letting him just go do his thing.
When you're going against a guy like Buda Baker, like, it's like identifying where he's at, key, like, on everybody. Like, where are the, you know, what do you guys
Yeah, that's a big part of their defense, and it's a huge advantage for them, the way he plays. You know, his ability to make plays maybe within structure and at times out of structure. You know, he's going to make some plays just simply because of his high football IQ, his ability to recognize things and make plays that way. And so we just got to do a really good job. We got to communicate at a high level. I think that's the biggest thing. You got to be able to communicate with different adjustments, you know, even at the line of scrimmage based off where he's at. And so it'll be a fun challenge for all of our guys to be together.
All the teams that named captains, you guys are the only one who didn't name the quarterback. That's part of that. What do you make of that?
I didn't make much out of it. Our guys voted on it. Those are the top eight, and we went with it. Obviously, the quarterback's gone through a competition, and I think our guys just feel great about that entire room there. You know, Spence has done an awesome job. I don't think you have to have a C on to lead. We got some really good veteran players who've been here for a long time. I think they've kind of earned their way into those leadership roles, and so you can certainly see the experience with those players that were voted as captains.
What have you just noticed about Spencer from like a leadership perspective?
Yeah, I think he just does a really good job. He's steady. I think that's the biggest thing. He's steady. You know, high plays, low plays, mistake here, really good decision. He's just kind of the same guy each and every play. And I think the way he responds to all those situations is what's going to lead him into really good success for us.
What do you think is the, just because we mentioned earlier, the third QB or the emergency QB situation, what do you think is the future of that in the NFL? Because it seems like some coaches are wondering whether we even need it.
It's really a luxury at times, and obviously, you know, most of history in the NFL, it hasn't drastically impacted games until a couple of years ago with San Francisco in the NFC Championship, and that probably shifted a lot of focus just because of the prominent moment that was. They had a couple injuries, and they didn't have a third available, and so, you know, I think it's a luxury, and when it's available to us, certainly we want to utilize it as much as you can just because it gives you the insurance policy that you need. And then at other times when it's not available, you got to have the creativity on your roster to provide, you know, some depth that gets you through, you know, if you fall into that situation.
What stands out going against a Brandon Staley defense? What, as a game planner, what does he throw at you that makes it difficult?
Versatility shows up. I think their preparation shows up. They're, you know, he's going to have this group really dialed and recognizing, you know, what you do best. And I think he does a good job of taking that away and putting you in some, you know, some challenging situations because of that. So, you know, I think our guys are doing an excellent job with their prep this week as well.
Having only seen Alvin Kamara for one snap in the preseason, can you describe a little bit about what you've seen from him in the run game during practices that maybe builds some confidence in that part of the approach to the game?
Just an explosive player. You still see it each and every time. You know, when he sees it and he makes a cut, it's explosive and it turns into big plays. And I think that's always been his superpower in the run game. It's his ability to make that cut, make that decisive cut and go make big plays. And in the passing game, he's continued to show that, you know, that's again, another valuable piece to him.
How do you expect to kind of approach things like running back by committee versus a workhorse back? I mean, you've done different things in different places. Do you have an expectation here?
Yeah, week by week, it'll probably be different. And that's how the beauty of the NFL seasons are. You know, Alvin's our starting running back for a reason. So, you know, he's certainly going to get a healthy bulk of this thing. And so, you know, our other guys are ready. And when the opportunity presents itself, they'll handle it really well.
How has Spencer's preparation process been this week of, you know, going through situational football with Arizona's defense and whatnot? How has that all been for you and him?
Yeah, Spencer's preparation has been great. And, you know, I think for all of our guys, you know, this is a full week. And so it's Wednesday. Sunday we'll get here. And, you know, it's a part of take this thing day by day. There's a practice today. They're tired. It was a padded practice, and there's a physical component to that. And so you got to recover. And the biggest thing is don't be chasing Sunday, you know, right now. Get through this week. You know, embrace each day. Kind of enjoy the journey as you go through this week, and then we'll be ready when we go.
Getting Jake on the 53, is that about the third quarterback, or were you just looking to get him back on?
Yeah, certainly the third quarterback thing provides us with flexibility, and you know, there's a very fluid part to this roster, and so you know, when it's available to us, obviously we'd love to keep it, and we'll see how it goes.
How are they able to kind of like dictate some stuff with the way they use their tight ends?
Yeah, offensively, obviously, there are multiple tight ends set. They play with those guys. They got, you know, pretty good defined roles that utilize, you know, really good strengths for these guys. I think they got, you know, one of the best tight end groups in the entire league, just the depth that they have with those guys. And so they're able to do a number of things. They're able to play the space game with three tight ends in the game. They're able to get big and heavy and kind of play the heavy run game. And so it presents a lot of challenges just because it's not one thing when those guys are on the field together. There's a lot of multiple things that they can do. Yeah, Kyler, he's just done a really good job in this league. And so I think the cool thing is you've seen him grow each and every year in this league. And, you know, his ability to make plays obviously has always been recognized, his ability to play in space, but his ability to play within the pocket, you just see it grow each and every year. He's able to make really good plays. He's making really good decisions with the football. You know, I think he does a really good job of protecting it and putting them in really good situations. And it just seems like every, you know, he makes these big moments in these situational football plays. And so whether it's with his legs, whether it's with his ability to scramble, deliver a pass, whatever it may be, you know, he's a challenge for everyone.
Well, you, I think you were just starting your coaching career when he came out, like in 2019 or maybe a year or two. And do you remember when he came out and scouting at all and maybe the questions about his size or like the jitterbug tendencies?
It was special on film when you watched him at Oklahoma. There was not many people catching him when he ran, and he was throwing balls over the top of coverage. And so, you know, I don't think there was any question when he was coming out, his ability to play in the NFL. And the size thing, I think, has been de-emphasized the last few years. I think at least people have recognized that from a quarterback perspective. And so he's certainly one of those big guys who are able to kind of justify that, you know, yeah, there's a vision thing at times, but he does an awesome job of navigating it.
Obviously, Josh Sweat is a guy that you're familiar with. Obviously, from last season, what do you see from him? And do you have any memories of him from Philadelphia?
Yeah, Josh, just a really really good player. And obviously, last year was fun because all the sacks that he created were for the positive. And this year it's going to present some challenges for us. I think his length, his size, and I think his football IQ, his ability to kind of diagnose things, is really special. And you know, certainly when I was in Dallas, when we played Philadelphia, he made some big time plays. I remember an interception, on a movement where he's the edge rusher, he made an interception off Dak and returned it, and so he can make some really special plays.
It's kind of a big picture question. So obviously, you know, no one game, usually one game won't define a coach or a player. However, when you do something for the first time, it kind of feels different. And this is officially your first week one and first regular season game coming up as a head coach. I mean, how do you feel about it? How do you hope, what are your hopes and expectations for it?
I think it's everything we've talked about. Just, you know, we really want to focus on playing the right way. Obviously we want to win the game. That's everyone's objective. I think in this league, every time you go out there and compete, you want to win. But it's really about are we executing at a high level? Are we playing with the play style and the fundamentals that we preach each and every day? We want to see it come alive. And this is our first opportunity to do it as a group. I'm excited for us to kind of take this whole week journey. You know, it's our first time in a Wednesday. We'll get to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we just got to take this thing one day at a time. And then we know how special the Dome is going to be on Sunday. It's going to be a really, really cool environment. I think the guys are excited about, you know, the uniqueness of week one, uniqueness of, you know, kind of changing up the jersey presentation a little bit. I think it's going to be a really fun atmosphere. And obviously we know how special our fans are in that dome, and we're excited to see it.
Like, is it affecting you personally in any way that is surprising you? Or, I mean, I know you've been in football forever, but like, just, you feel a different energy this week? Is it harder to sleep? I mean, is the vibe different at home or what? Anything?
No. No, not too much. I think you go about your routine the same way you always have. Obviously, there's different obligations when you're the head coach versus a coordinator. So there's different things you're responsible for during the week. But, all of us are really just focused in and, you know, getting ready for Sunday.
Arizona's a 6.5-point favorite in this game. Do you think, you know, factors like that or maybe kind of outside opinions or expectations, can you use that at all as bulletin board material for your guys and anything like that to fire them up?
I don't think we'll get too caught up in that. If guys want to see it, go for it. This is week one in the NFL, and you know, no one could ask for a better opportunity than what we have right in front of us.
How do you guys kind of like prepare with
it's week one and they got a couple of new guys in their front and Sweat and like kind of like the defined unknown, but like how do you scout them with their like previous team and just kind of project how they fit? Like what's that look like?
I think you look at the scheme as a whole. Certainly you're leaning on the Arizona film. You got to recognize some of these players that have gone from other places. You got to look at them from an individual level to some of their you know, skill set, fundamentals, those sorts of things that come up from other places. And I think the biggest thing is, there is some unknown in week one. There's going to be stuff that happens that's not on film. That's the beauty of it. You trust your rules, you trust what you've done all offseason, trust your training, and then know, you know, some adjustment football may occur during the game, and that's what the great part of what this thing is all about.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore there in the WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. And coach, heading into his first year as a head coach, has been around as an offensive coordinator and, you know, had other roles with teams previously, and kind of seems like a calm, cool, collected character. Nothing, you know, out of the ordinary, you know, where he's super amped up. I'm sure those nerves or that anxiousness is, you know, within you as you get ready to, you know, leading up to that game on Sunday. And then Sunday itself, I'm sure, is just going to be a whole whirlwind of getting ready for that noon kickoff here on WWL Saints Radio against Arizona. The emotions, just hoping you got everything ready for your team. He talked a lot about Spencer Rattler and his preparedness for week one as the starting quarterback. And we're going to hear from Spence when we get back from the break. Make sure you stay tuned here on WWL. You can also sound off on our talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Right now, taking a break. We'll be back with even more. So keep it locked right here on WWL Sports.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Talk. Welcome back into our Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, September the 3rd. We're just a couple days away from Saints taking on the Cardinals. And the Saints will have a new starting QB this year. And 12 teams are expected to have a new starting signal caller week one. That started for them from last year. Atlanta will have Michael Penix Jr., Cleveland going with Joe Flacco, the Indianapolis Colts, Daniel Jones. The Raiders have Geno Smith, Minnesota Vikings, and rookie J.J. McCarthy. New England has Drake May. New York Giants have Russell Wilson. The Jets, Justin Fields. Pittsburgh Steelers, we know, got Rodgers. Discount double check. Aaron Rodgers over there. And Seattle Seahawks with Sam Darnold. Tennessee Titans, Cam Ward. And lastly, of course, your New Orleans Saints with Spencer Rattler. He spoke with the media as well today, getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals, his week one debut as the Saints signal caller. Here's what Spencer Rattler had to say.
What's the week like for you so far? Yeah, it's been good. You know, good first day out here on the field. You know, I thought we obviously got some things to clean up with the first day, putting in some stuff, but flying around, loving the game plan. Just got to execute throughout the week, keep building.
You've been here before, having started six games last year, but how is it different going from training camp into being the week one starter for you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a little different. You know, obviously more prepared. You know, been able to work with these guys all throughout camp and OTA, so it's been real beneficial for me. And I mean, we're excited to get out there and show the world what we got.
What's the challenge with like some of the stuff they do in coverage and their safety rotations and that?
Yeah, they're great at disguising. You know, they do a lot of different things, so we're gonna have to be really good at what we do, up front, out wide, at running back, everywhere. So we're gonna have to be dialed in. They're gonna obviously present a challenge. It's a good defense, and they can create some havoc, but we have to do our best to eliminate that and just execute our plays.
It's the type of defense that like you kind of just have to be sped up more, like to react, or is it different facing this type of?
I mean, we'll see when game day comes, but like I said, they're going to present a challenge. You know, they're really good at disguising. They do a lot of different things. Obviously, have some good guys up front too. And, you know, we just have to be great at what we do, and that's communication at a high level. Have to get in and out the huddle, communicate very well and play fast and start fast. Stay ahead of the chains.
I assume probably so. Did you grow up like a Cardinals fan, Kurt Warner, stuff like this? Is this special in a different way just because it's maybe your hometown team?
I think it's pretty cool. You know, obviously grew up in Arizona. Was never like a Cardinals fan, but I always, you know, I remember going to one of their training camps as a young kid, and obviously got a lot of respect for Kurt, you know, stay in touch with him, you know, here and there, and been able to, you know, work with him a little bit. But yeah, it's pretty cool hometown team, and you want to go out there and have a good showing.
Also, this game will be on in Phoenix as, like, it's that market, right? I don't know how insulated you are from your personal life, but are you during a game week, but are you hearing from people
back home? Yeah, I mean, friends, family, they're excited. You know, I got a few people coming out from Arizona, so, you know, it should be a fun environment. Looking forward to it.
Does this feel like, in a way, your real first game as a starter? Because last year you were kind of coming in relief for an injury.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, fresh start, you know, new opportunity, and looking forward to attack it with these guys.
Kind of going off that, I mean, quote unquote first start, considering when you think about all the, you know, obstacles you've overcome in your career, I mean, does that kind of make running out of the tunnel on Sunday, you know, more special in that moment when you think about, you know, obstacles that you've overcome so far?
You know, what's in the past is, you know, shapes a person for the future. So obviously I won't be thinking about that running on the field, but you know, it's always special running through that tunnel and hearing the Saints fans going crazy. So I want to go in the dome and have a good showing with the guys, and we're excited.
What's your relationship with Kyle Murray? How well do you know him?
Know him a little bit, you know, crossed paths with him a few times, got a lot of respect for him. Obviously his game, he's a great player, and excited to go up against him.
What's kind of the process for bringing Bele up to speed, and like how quickly can you guys be like comfortably on the same page?
Yeah, he's done great. I mean, he's super smart, super reliable. For him to come in and already know, you know, our install for this week is pretty impressive. So he's been great. I feel like we're starting to get some chemistry down, and want to continue to build that, you know, before the game.
How helpful is that for you guys just to have like? For you to have a big target like that, third down, red zone, yeah. Stuff like that.
Very helpful. You know, having a guy like that, you know, can go catch the ball at a high point and, you know, fight through contact and stuff like that. And we got other guys that can do that as well. But, you know, with his frame, I think he's going to be very useful for our offense.
Speaking of the install, has it been just cool this week, I guess, just kind of seeing Kellen Moore go through a game plan, kind of what you're installing? Is it kind of cool, or you kind of sit back and kind of going, man, that's actually kind of a creative way of how we're going to attack, you know, mm-hmm. the Cardinals. Has it been that way this week during the preparation?
That's a good question. I mean, I think obviously he's very dialed in to what he wants to accomplish out there, and makes it clear to us, gives us a clear plan, not too much clutter in our minds, and he wants us to play free, play fast, and I love that. You know, I think that fits us well, and you know, he's going to put us in the right situation. We just got to execute.
Does that give you confidence? You know, because of, you know, his pedigree, how he calls plays. Is that like, does it feel like you're prepared to go out there?
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, definitely feel prepared, and we're going to keep building throughout this week. Got a few more days, and just want to finish strong throughout the week.
Putting together that final call sheet, where you guys get together and kind of collaborate on, hey, I like this, I feel real comfortable about that. What's that going to look like?
I'm sure we will. Whatever. I'm sure he doesn't want a QB that's a, yes man, that says, you like this, yes. There's going to be some stuff, obviously, you want to tweak, and maybe some stuff you don't see right or, feel in your footwork. But, we'll get to that at the end of the week. I think he's done an amazing job communicating with us earlier on this week, and we'll keep going throughout the week.
As you went along last year, was that something that you found yourself, becoming more comfortable to express? Were you a yes man at first or anything like
that? Yeah, I mean, I think as a younger guy, you want to just do what you're told and try to execute the play at its highest level. But, sometimes you're not going to feel something right with your footwork here, your eyes, the vision, timing. So I think, you've got the ball in your hand every play. You want to be super confident, super comfortable with what you're doing.
How would you describe where your emotional level is right now? I'm guessing on Wednesday you're trying to keep it,
Yeah.
Keep it in check. But, obviously it's a huge deal starting to first game of an NFL season. How would you describe where you are right now?
Yeah, I feel I'm just taking it day by day, staying in the moment. We don't want to look too – that's something we've been preaching is the game's not today, game's not tomorrow. Let's be our best each day we can and keep building and then go into the game and have the plan ready, play free, play fast. And obviously there's going to be some emotions going into the stadium on Sunday, and everybody's going to be fired up. I think the energy will be super high, and, it's another great opportunity that we're all looking forward to.
How much better does it feel knowing you're going into a game and you're not going to be down 8 starters? Just kind of knowing that, you got the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Having a full stable of guys is great, up front, out wide. Really on both sides of the ball. I think it's gives you confidence in what we can do, and obviously we have the talent, we got the guys, and now we just got to go out there and do it.
To that point, just rotating every day through camp, maybe not getting as many reps with those guys, just how big of a jump do you feel like you guys have made this last week, being with the same group every day?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of reps with them throughout camp, so felt good building then. But now, like you said, it's a lot more reps. So, especially with game planning and stuff like that, it's good to get all that in, this last past week or however long it's been.
How much of an emphasis has there been on, just kind of staying out of 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15, having positive plays early in drives? Obviously, there was a lot of sacks last year. How much of an emphasis has it been of just kind of stacking positive plays?
Yeah, on top of that and protecting the ball, those are probably the two biggest things, moving the chains, staying out of 3rd and longs. It's hard. You're in 3rd and 9+ in this league. It's low percentage you're going to get it. So getting positive plays on 1st and 2nd down, running the ball, throwing the ball, whatever we got to do, that's what we have to do to give ourselves a chance.
With the way, you use your legs, has that been something that you've worked on in terms of a plan, or is that more kind of reactive? Can you go in with a plan of hey, if I don't like this look, I can go? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, good question. A little bit of both, I would say. Kind of just a natural feel for it, and then obviously you want to pick your moments to do it.
How conscious are you of Buda Baker every play? Is that almost where you start?
You have to know where he's at. He's super active. He's like a bullet coming out of the back end, and he causes a lot of havoc, great tackler, obviously a great player. We got to know where he's at all times.
What's been the result for you coming into this spot after spending an offseason doing things like those call-it periods, a lot of situational work, things like that? What's kind of been the impact of that?
Yeah, I think we've banked so many reps on that, every situation you could think of, and I think it helps getting it done in practice and throughout the offseason, and then, obviously rolling into game day with it. You'll always be in some sort of situation in a game, if it's end of half, if it's backed up, and end of game, you name it. So, we definitely get reps at all of that, and, credit to our coaches for making us do that. It's great.
I know Alvin only played one play in the preseason. I forgot last year because of all the injuries, how many games you all are actually on the field together last year. But this was the first time he was actually going to be the captain. Last year they just named him the captain when Grizzly took over. Is he a safety blanket for you? Or how comforting is it to know that he's a captain, he's an established player, there's a lot of uncertainty, maybe I can lead into him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy, obviously one of the best in the league. Captain of our, one of the captains on our team. He's a great vet for me and everybody else on the team, and obviously super dynamic player. And, it is kind of nothing's there, you get it down to him. He'll make something happen. So, definitely want to get him the ball and get him rolling.
Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler last season as a rookie passed for 1,317 yards, 4 TDs, and 6 starts in 2024, had 20-plus completions in each of his first three career home games. Hopefully that's the case Sunday against Arizona. We're going to take a break, be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. We heard from head coach Kellen Moore of the Saints, also starting quarterback Spencer Rattler, as they get ready to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona head coach Jonathan Gannon also spoke to the media. He took over there in 2023. They went 4-13 his first season. Last year went 8-9. They're trying to make that jump into double digits this year. Taking on the Saints week one in the Superdome, here's what Jonathan Gannon had to say.
Coach, this is your third year, entering your third season. This is the third straight year to open on the road. How difficult is that to open on the road?
I don't mind it, you know. 50% of the team's got to do it, you know. It's just no big deal. We just got to understand our opponent, understand the environment, take care of our business, you know, 4 to 8 hours before the game, how we got to handle that, how we're traveling, all that stuff. But we'll do a good job with it.
You guys will be preparing for Spencer Rattler this week. I know there's been a lot of thought of when it comes to a rookie quarterback, maybe some teams would prefer to face them. Is there a benefit when you were facing a quarterback that has film from the prior year? Like, is that almost like a benefit for you guys?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Donnie, I think, you know, you look back at, you know, how what he does, his patterns in the pocket, how he moves, how he looks set up. It's a different scheme, so it's going to be a little bit different. But you definitely see the skill set of who you're defending.
Coach, you talk to the young guys at all about just the nerves and emotions that go into game one?
A little bit. That's why controlling the day is the most important thing. You know, you don't want to be looking ahead to Sunday right now. You probably get a little anxious, you know. I told the coaches that too, myself included. Just got to do a good job today.
What are some of the staples of a Brandon Staley defense?
They disguise really well. Multiplicity. They take away the ball. They tackle well. And they try to make it hard on the quarterback. You know, they do a good job of affecting the quarterback.
How do you schedule your road trip here? Is New Orleans kind of an East Coast kind of a thing for you guys?
Yeah, we're going to make it a one day. So we changed our normal one day schedule when you're not flying across time zones. You know, they're central time, you know, so 2 hours ahead of us. But so we tweaked it a little bit. You know, we looked at it, talked to the experts about that. It is a little bit of a change for us how we've handled that before the time change for our first 2 years here. We typically made that a 2 day. We're making it a 1 day. So talked to our guys about, this was last Thursday, about the advantages of how we're doing it and the disadvantages and how to negate the disadvantages of it. So I feel good where we're at.
Going into year seven, where do you feel like Kyler has maybe taken a leap from the previous 2 years that you saw him here?
Command, comfortability, understanding the why. You know, he gets better every snap he takes. You know, he really does. So, you know, playmaking, you know, that's I know he's a playmaker. Let's make him.
Players and coaches both talk a lot about understanding the why. Why is it important to understand the why?
Because then you play with accelerated vision, you know, so when you understand what's going on with all the other 21 guys on the field, it can accelerate your thought process and decision-making. You play a little bit faster, play a little bit better.
Is New Orleans a tough place to play?
Yeah, very, very hard. Yeah, that's the only show in town. It's a good football city, and I've been in there multiple times. I mean, that's aside from being week one. It's a passionate fan base and it's loud there. We gotta make sure that we handle it.
You talked the other day about the unknowns and knowing about the unknowns. How tough is that in week one?
Hard, but everybody has to, you know, play under the same rules of engagement, I would say. So just gotta make an advantage for us.
From year one now, is the front seven evolution kind of the vision that you had, is it turning into reality now? And how much more expectation do you
have? Yeah, I think, I mean, we obviously added some good pieces. Some guys that we've had a couple years or a year have improved their games, I think, you know. Feel good about all their roles. Monty and his staff has done a good job of acquiring guys that kind of fit how we like to play. And at the end of the day, our defense will go as the D-line goes. That's what I told him the other day. Like, I do believe that, you know. You got to be able to stop the run, and you got to be able to affect the passer. You know, so that's what I'm looking for out of our front.
You talk about New Orleans being a good football environment. Does that add any like extra juice for you kind of walking into that as a road underdog?
No, it's fun. You know what I mean? That's, you know, you, I always say, like, coaching, like, the best part of the job is right now, you know. A lot of people might say it's not. I think they're in the wrong business if they don't think that. Games are fun, man. You know, you get to get measured. You see, you know, the week of prep, how that, you know, how well did you do it, you know, and then you get to learn from it and move on. Whether you win or lose, you got to learn from that and move on. So this is the fun part, you know. Juices will be flowing.
To learn from mistakes, it changes right on who you have on the field and your opponent every week. Do you have a little more grace for your team early in the season as you guys kind of get warm than you maybe do later on?
That's a good question, Danny. Certain mistakes, yeah, I give them a little bit of grace. Other mistakes, no, not much. So those that I don't give them grace, we got to make sure we handle those. So we don't beat ourselves. But I understand there's going to be some mishaps and mistakes, and nobody plays a perfect game. And you know, we just got to make less mistakes than the other team for 60 minutes.
I don't know if you saw the other day, Kellen Moore had some serious praise for your defense and kind of the creativity you guys have. Does that mean anything? Did you see that kind of praise from
him? Not really. I have a high opinion of Kellen. If you go back and look at my track record against him, it's not good, truthfully. He's always had really good offenses. He's very creative. I love it. It makes it really hard on a defense how he calls the game. So, you know, he's been a couple different stops, and his offense is playing a way that's hard to defend. It really is. And not just because he's got good players, you know, take that out of it. Schematically, he's hard to defend. The pace that he plays with is hard to defend. It puts you on your heels. And he's always been ahead of me. So we got our work cut out for it. Now, I'm not calling the game, so it's a little bit different, but I got a high opinion of Kellen.
You have such an established track record like that against somebody like Kellen Moore. Like, how much, like, what balance do you have when drawing back on your previous experiences facing against him?
Yeah, you try to draw back on all of it, you know. And then again, the hard thing is when you look when he's in Dallas or the Chargers or Philly, those are all different, you know, players and different teams. Like, he's good because he, you know, when he's got to step on the gas because he needs to, he does. When he doesn't need to step on the gas, he doesn't. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but I guess my point is he plays the way that he feels he needs to play to win the game, you know, with the people that he has to who he's going against. And that's he's creative and he adapts and he typically designs it the right way. You know, you look back, the part of learning, you know, coaches aren't always right how they design a game plan, you know. And I feel like whenever I played him, he was always right. You know, thought I was going to be in this, and sure as hell I was in that, and he got me. You know what I mean? So he's good. He's really good. There's no wonder he's a head coach, and, you know, he's a big-time quarterback. You know, he's a stud.
Arizona head coach Jonathan Gannon on our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American Bank. We'll be back with more sports talk, closing things out right after this on WWL. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. Make sure you stop by the Treasure Chest Casino tomorrow for sports talk, 4 to 7 p.m. Me and Mike DiTillier will be there leading into Thursday night football. Dallas Cowboys taking on the Philadelphia Eagles to open the NFL regular season. Thanks to Chris Coleman for helping me out today. I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everybody. Hoot at and talk to you tomorrow.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.